Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A federal jury is deliberating in the trial of Robel Philippos. He's the 21-year-old friend of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev, and he's accused of lying to federal agents investigating the bombing. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman's been covering the trial, and he joins us from federal court in Boston. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Deb.
So the prosecution gave its closing argument first today and, of course, got to rebut the defense closing argument. What did the assistant U.S. attorney say?
Well, essentially, the prosecutor said that Robel Philippos knowingly and willfully lied to FBI agents twice after the Marathon bombings, and that those lies affected the bombing investigation. That's the legal standard, Deb, that he knowingly lied to agents and that it affected their investigations. The agents had testified earlier during the trial that Philippos had told them he was not in Tsarnaev's room. He couldn't remember, but had they told him that they had been in the room, they would have asked him other questions. So this is that night of April 18th when the FBI released photos. Remember that? That was 3 days after the bombings, when Jahar's friends went to his UMass Dartmouth dorm room, and two of them took Tsarnaev's laptop and backpack containing fireworks. Now, the prosecutors focused on Philippos' confession. He signed that a week later after he had been interviewed by the FBI five times. In it, Philippos says he remembers being in Tsarnaev's dorm room and that the FBI released, the pictures of the suspects. And the prosecutor said, don't be taken in by the defense. They're going to present, they presented this marijuana defense. They call that a smokescreen.
Okay, so let's explain that a little bit. During the trial, the defense called Philippos' friends who testified that he smoked pot for the entire day, April 18th. And that, of course, is when those photos were released of the bombing suspects. And that's when two other friends later apparently went to Tsarnaev's dorm room at UMass Dartmouth and removed evidence. Now, those friends have been convicted of that.
Right. One was convicted and one pleaded out. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense attorneys claim that Philippos can't remember, as you said, the friends he was smoking all day. He smoked something like 16 times, according to witnesses, so that he was so stoned that he just doesn't remember. And an expert witness backed it up. But the prosecutor said that, well, that was a paid expert witness. So Philippos says he can't remember being there. He just doesn't recall. He may have been there. They say that the case against him is, quote, manufactured, and that the confession was coerced and is full of inconsistencies. They call, and this is their words, the defense, utterly ridiculous.
Okay, and just briefly, Bruce, the FBI met with Philippos five times.
Yeah, they say the defense says he was cooperating. He even asked them, they said to the jury, what kind of criminal mastermind calls the FBI and tells them he's running late?
So the jury got this case a little after 2 o'clock this afternoon, deliberated for a couple of hours?
Yeah, and they were supposed to deliberate till five, but they asked to be let out an hour earlier. They'll pick it up again at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.